That was Outro by Wolfpack off the EP Volmilch on 88.5 KNKX.
And you are connected to Evening Jazz, and our School of Jazz guest DJ, Max Chervinsky, is here. He's an alto sax player, a senior at West Seattle High School. The band's under the direction of Ethan Thomas. Welcome to the show, Max.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you here. You are a recent transplant. When you moved to Seattle, you had a moment of epiphany when you realized how much our city respects and cares about music. Tell us about that.
I used to live in Las Vegas, and I didn't really have a nurturing musical community. When I moved here, I decided I should probably get hip to what was going on musically, so I walked up to a local record store, Easy Street Records, just 3 blocks away from where I live.
Lucky guy.
And the only image I had in my head of an album was light being refracted by a prism into a rainbow, so searched through the racks till I found it and took it home, and I realized what this whole music business was all about, really.
Pink Floyd, Opening Minds, right on. And you work at Easy Street Records now.
I do. I got the job pretty much as soon as I could, the weekend after my 16th birthday.
Fantastic. Working for vinyl. That's living the dream. So tell us about your impressions of jazz when you started to play the music.
Well, it was mostly just, when I first joined jazz, it was mostly just a way to get more playing time in the day. And I sat down during a clinic and the director asked, "So what kind of jazz do you guys listen to? What are your favorite artists?" And I just stood there thinking, oh, I don't listen to jazz. I should probably go out there and see what it's all about. The first artist that really gripped me was Charles Mingus, probably because it related closely to the music I was listening to at the time, more progressive, instrumental, more drawn out, loose form music like Pink Floyd and King Crimson were. I really related to his structure of songs and how he made albums like Black Saint and the Sinner Lady and Blues and Roots and The Clown have whole overarching themes and styles. You can hear during every song that, oh yes, this is that album. This has this feel to it.
Max Chervinsky is our School of Jazz guest DJ with a sense of jazz that really encompasses a lot of different styles, and that's what we're going to hear in this hour of his picks. And up next, one of those amazing artists that really is a genre unto himself.
So, Tom Waits definitely had a very prolific career. He started in the 70s with definitely a more jazz sound, you know, mm-hmm. upright bass saxophone, and then by the mid-80s, swordfish trombones, it was almost like a nightmare, you know, banging on trash cans.
Yeah, industrial music all of a sudden.
I love that change, and I can definitely hear a lot of that in jazz already. People like Eric Dolphy using extended technique to play sounds not meant for a saxophone. I chose this one mostly because of its hilarious lyrics, to be frank, and the rhythm and the bass line behind it's fairly consistent, so it puts your focus on how Tom Waits is delivering the vocals and what he's saying.
By the end of this song, you're going to be ready to buy whatever Tom is selling, I'll tell you that. Max Chervinsky is our School of Jazz guest DJ. More info at the website, connect@knkx.org.
And up next is Step Right Up by Tom Waits off the album Small Change on 88.5 KNKX.
Step right up. Step right up. Step right up. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before the name goes on. One-tenth of a dollar, one-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-$4. We got a year-end clearance, we got our white sale, and a smoke-damaged furniture, you can drive it away today. Act now, and receive as our gift to you. They come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills, you tired of kitchen drudgery, everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price, skip the middle man. Don't settle for less. How do we do it? How do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. Now you heard it advertised. Don't hesitate. Don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up. Step right up. That's right, it fillets and chops and dice and slices. Never stops. Lasts a lifetime. Mows your lawn. And it mows your lawn and it picks up the kids from school. It gets rid of unwanted facial hair. It gets rid of embarrassing age spots. It delivers a pizza. And it lengthens, and it strengthens, and it finds that slipper that's been at large under the chaise lounge for several weeks. And it plays a mean rhythm master that makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar. And it's only a dollar, step right up. It's only a dollar, step right up. Cause it forges your signature, not completely satisfied, may product for complete refund of price of purchase. Vibrato. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it, laughing it, loving it, swimming it, sleeping it, living it, swimming it, laughing it, loving it. Remove embarrassing stains from contour sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party. Change your shorts, change your life. Change your life. Change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy. Get rid of your wife. And it walks your dog. And it doubles on sacks. Doubles on sacks. You can jump back, Jack. See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. And it steals your car. It gets rid of your gambling debts. It quits smoking. It's a friend. It's a companion. It's the only product you will ever need. Follow these easy assembly instructions. It never needs ironing. Well, it takes weights off hips, bust, thighs, chin, midriff, gives you dandruff. It finds you a job. It is a job. And it strips the phone company free, takes enterprise exchange. And it gives you denture, breath. And you know it's a friend. And it's a companion. And it gets rid of your traveler's checks. It's new, it's improved, it's old-fashioned. Well, it takes care of business. Never needs binding, never needs binding, never needs binding. Gets rid of blackheads, heartbreakers, psoriasis. Christ, you don't know the meaning of heartbreak, buddy. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Because it's effective, it's defective. It creates household odors, it disinfects, it sanitizes for your protection. Gives you an erection, it wins the election. Why put up with painful corns any longer? It's a redeemable coupon, no obligation, no salesman will visit your home. We got a jackpot, jackpot, jackpot. Prizes, 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 all were guaranteed. How do we do it? 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 We need your business. We're going out of business. We'll give you the business. Get on the business and live on. Going out of business, say we'll receive all. Free brochure. Free brochure. Read the easy to follow assembly instructions. Batteries not included. Send before midnight tomorrow. Terms available. Step right up. Step right up. Step right up. You got it, buddy. A large print giveth and a small print taketh away. Step right up. You can step right up. You can step right up. Come on, step right up. Get away from me, can you, buddy? Step right up.
We'll be right back.
That was Caravan by Art Blakey off the album of the same name on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to Evening Jazz. Our School of Jazz guest DJ Max Chervinsky is our guest host tonight. He's an alto sax player out of West Seattle High School. Max, great set there with a classic with the Messengers. And Max is playing alto sax in the West Seattle High School Jazz Band. And Max has also had the opportunity to form a band outside of school.
That's right.
And I understand a lot of those players have gone on to college, but tell us about the College Debt Brass Band.
We formed over just a shared desire to play, and we all wanted to play in public and get people to actually hear what we were doing. And we found a good excuse, which was our school needed a new tuba, so we got out in the street, raised $1,000, and bought it. And then after that, we just kept it going and kept the money for ourselves.
And with a brass band, as we learned last month with the 45th Street Brass Live in our studios, you don't need a lot of amplification. In fact, you need none. You just go out there with your instruments. It's a really free-form, free-flowing way to play live music.
Absolutely. A lot of improv involved. And that's actually got us into a little trouble before. I busk on my own along with the band. And I used to play at this farmer's market, and they kicked me out because I was playing too loud. The alto was too loud. I came back with the soprano saying, hey, it's a different instrument. It's a little quieter. You got to let me back in.
Now, we often see plunger mutes and other kinds of mutes for trumpets and trombones. Is there a way to dampen the sound of an alto sax, or would you even want to do that?
It's just your own will, but I don't have that kind of self-control.
As a fellow record collector, I know it's great to be able to put the record on and listen, but to see it live, that's where jazz is at.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but we don't have any live jazz here. We got the records, so let's play another one of those. Tell us about the Olympians.
A coworker at Easy Street recently introduced me to the Olympians, and they're still very fresh in my mind, and I knew instantly I was going to love it when I picked up the record and I saw that Daptone logo in the top right.
Daptone Records, man. It's where soul is today. Max Chervinsky is our School of Jazz guest DJ, alto sax player out of West Seattle High School. More info on our School of Jazz, how you can get involved, go to knkx.org.
And up next is Sirens of Jupiter by the Olympians off their self-titled album on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. 88.5 KNKX connects you to evening jazz.
Well, When Charlie speaks of Lester, you know someone great has come. The sweetest swinging music man had a porky pig hat on. A bright star in a dark cage. When the bandstands had a thousand ways of refusing, a black man admission. Black musician. In those days they put him in an underdog position. Sellers and chitlins. When Lester took him a wife, arm in arm went black and white, and some saw red, and drove them from their hotel bed. Love is never easy, it's short of the hope we have for happiness. Love is never easy street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight dancing in the streets, in the sticky middle of the night, summer serenade of taxi horns and fun arcades, where right or wrong, under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book, and a circus, dangerous clowns, balancing and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down. tonight.
And that was Goodbye Pork Pie Hat by Joni Mitchell, Jocko, and of course Mingus off the album Mingus on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to our evening jazz show, and our School of Jazz guest DJ Max Jervinsky has taken over the 8 o'clock hour. What a wonderful piece that was. And Jocko Pastorius, one of the great electric bass players.
Absolutely.
Doing a tune on a record that Joni was collaborating with Charles Mingus, the great upright bass player and composer and band leader.
It was actually the last record Mingus ever worked on. Although it's not the last record with his name, that'd be Cumbia and Jazz Fusion, which was, I believe, the same year. And I don't think Mingus ever lived to see this album come out, which is part of the sad story of this whole record. He composed it all just in his bed, with his voice telling them what they wanted it to sound like and what words to say. And there's even some spoken word parts mixed in between where you get to hear Mingus speak. Although obviously this song meant a lot to Mingus when he wrote it because it was about Lester Young, who had just recently died.
Mm-hmm.
It takes on a new meaning in this one where they tackle topics about racism and prejudice against interracial couples, which Mingus probably took to heart because he himself was in an interracial couple, as was his parents.
Max, you're an alto sax player. I'm very interested to hear your fandom for two of the great jazz bass players. And I wonder if you could talk about listening not to just strictly saxophone players.
Well, when I hear Jocko or Mingus, I mean, obviously I hear that they're playing the bass, but I don't see them as bass players. I see Mingus as this fantastic composer who's not afraid to work outside the lines and create something new, and I hear Jocko doing the same thing, but with his own personal playing and performing. I like to hear these musicians not as extensions of their instrument, but more as creative forces all in themselves.
Now, Jocko Pastorius is certainly one of the pillars of the jazz fusion era in the 70s, and that seems to be where modern jazz is going today. It's a new kind of fusion. I wonder if you could talk about some of the fusions that's happening in modern jazz.
Definitely. This next group I'm going to be playing, Bad Bad Not Good, definitely has ties to electronic music and hip-hop. It has that sort of raw feel to it, but sort of through a modern lens with electronic methods.
Max Jervinsky is our School of Jazz guest DJ sax player out of West Seattle High School. More info on the School of Jazz at knkx.org.
And up next is Confessions by Bad Bad Not Good off their third album on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
And that was The Tree by Arsenal, a jazz rock ensemble from the Soviet Union back in the 70s, on 88.5 KNKX.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ is Max Chervinsky. He's a sax player, 17-year-old senior at West Seattle High School. Boy, that was something else, Max. Where did you get a hold of Soviet-era jazz rock fusion?
So my dad is a radio chemist, and it's a pretty specialized field, so they often invite him over to other countries to help out or give a conference. And while he was in Poland, he just brought back a stack of old records from behind the Iron Curtain, and I took this out and was floored. It reminded me deeply of something like Frank Zappa or Weather Report, maybe, or the other jazz rock fusion that was going on in the 70s. And it's interesting to see that blending of culture, that even in these worlds that were depicted as completely different, they shared some musical identity.
Yeah, and as funky and groovy as it gets, there's something slightly militaristic about that sound,
absolutely,
too.
And it also kind of, that whole progressive style, it goes back all the way to people like Tchaikovsky. I feel like those are the earliest prog rock artists. You know, hearing Tchaikovsky, it's exactly like hearing King Crimson.
Max, we're running quickly out of time, but we've got one more song, and this last one is a doozy. So I want to get into the story of this album and the song and the music. Where did you first hear about the album Love is a Drag? And tell us a little bit about this.
So in 1962, this group of session musicians and this singer, who all went uncredited on the original release, put out this record on a fake record label. And it was just covers of songs traditionally sung by women about men. They had a male vocalist do them instead, which caused a lot of controversy at the time. And when it came out, it was loved by people like Frank Sinatra and Liberace. They touted the record and always tried to show it to their friends. And I feel it's interesting just to see how a very small change can cause such a controversy in that time. It was later revealed after his death that it was Gene Howard who did the vocals on this.
And this record was a big hit in the underground gay community, too.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Max Chervinsky. A wonderful hour of a wide variety of music. Thanks so much for being here.
No problem. It was a great time.
You can find out more about our School of Jazz at the website knkx.org.
This is Gene Howard singing Mad About the Boy off the record Love is a Drag on 88.5 KNKX.
Mad about the boy, it's pretty funny, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel there's maybe something sad about the boy. Walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue, in some strange way I'm glad about the boy. I'm hardly sentimental. Love isn't so sublime. I have to pay my rental, and I can't afford to waste much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't because I'm mad about the boy. Sentimental. Love isn't so sublime. I have to pay my rental, and I can't afford to waste much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't because I'm mad about the boy.